Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, May 13th. In the news this morning, overnight EBAT prices were July corn down 7 cents, July wheat down 4.5 cents, and July beans down 15 cents. Currently, we've got the dollar down 28 ticks under 97 cents. Crude oil is up $1.57 a barrel on the tensions between the U.S. and Iran. Apparently, there was some kind of incident in the Gulf with the Iranians either trying to capture or do some damage to a couple of Saudi ships headed to the U.S. There might be some other problems there. Anyway, crude's up $1.50 off of that. The Dow Jones is down 500 off the continuing problems with the trade war. All that, you know, mainly the trade war, you know, keeps pushing these grains lower. We've got some very wet conditions and more rains coming, but there is a window of opportunity in Nebraska. Kansas looks a little bit better, but a lot of the Midwest, particularly anywhere up and down the river, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Illinois, Iowa, Arkansas, they're having plenty of problems out there. So are we going to lose some acres? I certainly think so. Is it going to be enough to alter these mammoth carryouts that we saw on Friday's report? I doubt it. Without a trade deal, I don't see where these markets are going. Funds are heavily short. Why would they cover in here, at least for the time being? So until we see give the funds some reason to cover, this market can continue to work lower. Now, on any given day, we could be 15 lower, close higher, and maybe even give a key reversal in the beans or the corn or the wheat. But I don't know. We've seen those before, and they really haven't worked too well. So, you know, I don't know if it's going to work in here. We just keep making new lows, and I think that's going to be the pattern, lower lows, lower highs, at least for the time being out here. Now, I'm sure we'll get some tweets from the president about how great all this is and that the talks are going well and everything looks good, and then the president's going to meet with President Xi, I think, in June in the G20 meeting. But there's nothing good about this. Any way you count it, American farmers getting killed out here. The president's response so far has been, we'll give a lot of the food away. We'll support the farmers by giving the food away. What are they going to give away? They're going to give away feed corn to people in countries that don't have livestock? Are they going to give away soybeans to countries that don't have crushing facilities? You know, it just seems kind of ludicrous to me out here. But, it's a sad, sad situation, and the American farmer is taking the brunt of it. And I don't see any real relief out here for the time being. So, you know, I hate to sound so pessimistic, but I really don't see any reason why this thing would change anytime soon, at least in the next couple of weeks. Maybe as we turn the corner into June and after Memorial Day, if the weather heats up or something else, then maybe we can see some kind of rally in these grains. But in the meantime, we're at, you know, lows we haven't seen in quite some time. And again, it's the wrong time of the month to be expecting to see any kind of permanent low in these markets. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.